一个换了谁上可能都是这样的心态。
原来觉得七比零赢个对手，现在上来差点被别人踢成三比零，
是
吧？就更让我觉得诧异的是什么呢？据说中国队还认真的看了老。
The Shanghai Oriental Sports Center is truly vast, a huge swab of grey concrete placed on a man-made lake, with various venues dotted around it. Now those venues.Are incredibly impressive. They all have a signature architectural style to them, and it looks like a cobweb is holding up each of these buildings. A huge concrete, shiny cobweb, and it really is impressive. We've got the diving pool to my left, we have the pool for the water polo over the lake there.To my right, and all around, people are enjoying the radio station you can hear behind me. There's live music, there's places to eat and drink and watch the action on big screens. Just a very quick one. I see you're taking photographs of this place. What do you make of it?
Wow, incredible! It's huge. Yes, and it's very, very, very good, but very, very beautiful.
What do you make of this place?
There's nothing like this in Costa Rica or anywhere near.
Do you find it inspiring?
Really exciting to be here. Yeah.
新乐试点
But the place we're really interested here on BBC World Service in is the swimming pool, because it's inside here. If we can just run inside before they shut the doors, this is where Michael Phelps will be swimming to get 7 gold medals. Well, let's try...and go down the steps and get as close to the pool deck as possible here inside the arena. 18,000 people can fit in here, and they do expect it to be packed out. And it will be so dramatic because the pool deck is a dark blue, and most of the seating as well, that's darkly coloured. So you really do get a feeling of theatre in here. And Phelps will be the man they all want to see. He's very popular over here. He arrived a couple of days ago, and there were lots of fans and photographers here to greet him.And that's because of what he did at the Beijing Games in 2008, winning those 8 gold medals, the most successful Olympian of all time. But, of course, it's all gone a bit wrong for Phelps since then, and he's had a particularly bad year in the pool. He's admitted that he's not been swimming well, and he really is talking down his chances here, if anything. He and his coach, Bob Bowman, say the focus is very much on London 2012, although Phelps admits his training is back on track,And he is feeling good.
I don't think I'm in the same ballpark as I was last year. I think it was frustrating last year. And you know, I think this year I actually feel like I have confidence. Last year, I don't think I really knew what to think or what to expect. So I think coming into this meet, it is sort of just a test to see what my body can handle for next year.
I think that we both talked about the fact that this meet is the beginning of our preparation for the London Olympic Games. So whatever happens here will sort of set the table for what we are going to work on and how we're going to go about working on it for London.
Michael Phelps and his coach Bob Bowman there talking about how they're getting motivated for London 2012, but...It's here in Shanghai that he will have to prove that he is back to his best. And as the sun sets, as we go back outside over Shanghai, it will rise again tomorrow morning for the start of the swimming. And Michael Phelps will be in action in the relay in the evening, perhaps the first gold of a possible 7.